The pasuk tells us here in Parshas Bishalach that as the Jewish people left Mitzrayim, they're up against the Yamsuf, and they see themselves as stuck. They're trapped. They don't know what to do. They have the Yamsuf in front of them, and they have the Mitzrayim hot on their tails, right behind them. So the pasuk relates that the Klal Yisrael are nervous, they're scared, they're anxious, and therefore by Yitzaku b'nei Yisrael el Hashem, they cry out, they scream out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, an impassioned plea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should save them, should salvage their situation, should give them a Yeshua. Rashi here says, what is this by Yitzaku? We know this in different places in Tanakh as well. The word Tzaka often refers to a tefillah. So here Rashi describes this tefillah, that by Yitzaku, that Klal Yisrael cried out, Tafsu umnas avosam. They grabbed on to the practice, to the the job that their forefathers have taken up, had been representative of tefillah. And the Rashi here quotes that we know that their forefathers were involved in tefillah. How do we know that? So he says, Avram Yitzchak and Yankiv, Avram hu Omer al makom asher amad sham, Avram daven shachris, be Yitzchak lasuach basadeh. We know lasuach basadeh is the source for mincha. Yaakov was the one who davened at nighttime, which is Ma'ariv. So the Gemara in Brachos uses those psukim to teach us that the Avos were misaking the various tefillahs that we daven day in, day out, three times a day. Avram Shachas, Yitzchak Mincha, Yaakov Ma'ariv. And in fact, the way the Rambam quotes it, which is clear from Chazal, that's sort of the source. That's the initial davening of the Mincha Ma'ariv and Shachas that we know of, the three tefillahs that we daven every single day. But the Rashi is sort of strange when you think about it, because when we think of tefillah, when we conceive of tefillah, there are really two types of tefillah that we can think about. We have tefillahs shachris mincha ma'ariv, every single day, day in, day out, tmidim kisidrum. We dive in the same Shemona Esrei, the same Ashrei before, the same Yishtat, right? We dive in the same set of tefillah kavua, set, rigid, formal tefillah, every single day. And that's supposed to be the way it's supposed to be, every single day, exactly the same. And then there's separately an instance in which a person feels up against a wall. They feel nervous. They feel anxious. They're in a tough spot. So what do? They call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They have a more spontaneous, a more instinctive, a more informal tefillah where they cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Which of those two tefillahs were Klal Yisrael experiencing right here? Clearly, the second type. Clearly, it was a tza'aka. That's what the pasuk says. Vayitza'aku. They cried out because they were stuck. They felt helpless, so they cried out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rashi says, Tafsu umnas avosam. Fine, they did like the tatas. They daven. How do we know that the tatas also daven? Because Avram daven shachris, Yitzchak daven mincha, Yaakov daven ma'ariv. What does mincha, ma'ariv, shachris, what do these tefillahs have to do with it? This is not a tefillah of daily Shmona Esrei. This is not a tefillah of clocking in, clocking out, morning, afternoon, and evening. This is a tza'aka. This is a last second, the last ditch effort to save your life. A tza'aka at the Yamsuf. What does that have to do with Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov being masakin, shachris, mincha, and ma'ariv? So, l'chor, you see from here an unbelievable thing, a yisod. Maybe we'll preface it with something else. The pasuk says in Parshas Va'eschanan, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu davened. So we know from Chazal that Moshe Rabbeinu, the Chazal count that he davened 515 tefillos. Gematria of Eschanan is 515. So the Pnei Yoshua in Maseches Brachos, I learned this Pnei Yoshua from Rabbi Posey at Beth Jacob, Parshas of Eschanan, 2 years ago. He gave a drasha and he mentioned this Pnei Yoshua. So the Pnei Yoshua does a cheshbon. He points out that he doesn't think it makes sense that Chazal saw the word Eschanan and they thought, oh, the gematria is 515. It must be Moshe Rabbeinu davened 515 tefillos. So there must be something more to it. It must be that they knew it was 515 tefillos. And then they realized afterwards, a good esmachta, you could rely on the fact that Va'eschanan adds up to that as well. So how do you know it's 515? So he does an unbelievable cheshbon. Pnei Yoshua and Brachas and Daf Lamed Beis, you look it up. He says, if you do the math, Moshe Rabbeinu started davening on Tu B'Av. He only finished davening on Zayin Adar, right, his yahrzeit. So it was 200 days. He counts the full months and the months that are missing days, Meleim and Chaserim. It's 200 days. 200 days times 3, daven 3 times a day, shachris mincha ma'ariv, so that's 600. However, there's a lot of Shabbos and yomtivs in there. So if you take out all the Shabbos and yomtivs, because you can't do a bakasha, you can't make personal requests on Shabbos and yomtiv, that's comes out to 172 days. 172 times 3 is? 172 times 3 is 516. So Moshe Rabbeinu davened 515 tefillos. How do you get that? So he says, no, Moshe Rabbeinu only started davening after Ma'ariv. It was the first tefillah was a shachris on Tu B'Av. So if you minus one, you get the 515. It was 515 tefillos. Unbelievable cheshbon of the Pnei Yoshua. That's how we know Moshe Rabbeinu davened 515 tefillos to try to enter Eretz Yisrael. He was pleading with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His life's dream, his life's work was in front of him. He wanted to enter Eretz Yisrael. He davened 515 tefillos. So Rabbi Posey at the time pointed out an unbelievable thing. He says, when we're stuck, our backs are against the wall, we're pressed, we're in a Eis Tzara, so we know we need a daven. We know we need to reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what do? We take on more Tehillim. We make a Tehillim group in WhatsApp. we go to shul together in big groups and we say, we have the rabbis get up there and say kapitel and we answer them. We add tefillos. We add moments. We sit down before bed and we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in English and Hebrew, whatever language we speak, South African, and we talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we say, please help us, we need a Yeshua. We daven to Hashem. We add tefillos. What you see from Moshe Rabbeinu wanted the one thing in his whole life that he wanted, an Es Tzara Mamish. He was gunning for this his entire life and it was being taken away from him. V'eschanan, he davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What are the tefillos? Shacharis, Mincha, and Ma'ariv. For 200 days, he said Shacharis a little bit better. He said Mincha with a little bit more fervor. He cried a little bit more during his Shmon Esrei by Ma'ariv, and that was his tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They should be allowed to enter Eretz Yisrael. Isn't that unbelievable? This is Rabbi Posey's Ha'ara back then. That the tefillos that Moshe Rabbeinu put in order to enter Eretz Yisrael, his life's dream, his tzaka was within his Shacharis, Mincha, and Ma'ariv. 515 daily tefillos of day in, day out, he switched them, he enhanced them, he built them up in such a way that those became his tzaka, those became his tefillos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says Rashi over here as well, Vayitzaku, Klal Yisrael call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tafsu umnas avosim, they took on the trade of their forefathers. What do the forefathers do? They daven? Shacharis, Mincha, Ma'ariv. Shacharis, Mincha, Ma'ariv, what are you talking about? This is an Es Tzara. This is a spontaneous tefillah. You know what Rashi is saying? No. Even the Shacharis and even the Mincha and even the Ma'ariv can also be your tefillah be'es tzara, can also be your tzaka, can also be when you cry out. If we focus a little bit more on our Shacharis, if we pay a little bit more attention during our Mincha, if our Ma'ariv is with a little bit more passion, that too can be a tzaka. We're 110 days into this terrible milchama. And when the milchama starts, so everyone runs to shul and there are 1,000 people in the shul, and the Rabbanim get up and say Tehillim in a Nusach, and people are crying, and people are holding on to their Tehillim afterwards and staying longer. And that lasts. It does last. And the Klal Yisrael kept saying Tehillim, and they keep saying Tehillim. But at a certain point, I don't know what day it is, different people, it's day 30, it could be day 50, it could be day 75, day 100. But at a certain point, even the Tehillim starts to feel a little bit by rote. Even the Tehillim starts to feel a little bit Tmidim Kesidrum, like it's day in, day out. And we start to lose that feeling of Ayitzaku B'nai Yisrael, of a Tza'aka, of an Es Tzara. But a person after 110 days should not be davening with less passion. They should daven with more passion. This tzara keeps going, and it only has gotten worse in many ways. We're hoping for Yeshua, and we definitely see signs of that as well. But it's only worse, and the news every day is awful. And the tzaras that we're being protected from are incredible, and we don't even know all the tzaras we're being protected from. The tefillah has to be the same impassioned plea. It has to be the same tzaka. What we learn from Rashi, what we learn from Moshe Rabbeinu, is that that tzaka doesn't have to come from one-off tehillim groups, from the Shir HaMalos that we say after davening. Shacharis, Mincha, Ma'ariv. We say Shmona Esrei every single day. So many tefillos there that are written for us to cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can just utilize that tool. We can just use the umnus of our avos. That Shacharis and Mincha and Ma'ariv that Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov gifted us with is the tool. It's the key to an impassioned plea, to a v'aschanan, a 515 Shmona Esrei of Moshe Rabbeinu. He wasn't successful, but we can be successful with our tefillos. We can have a Yeshua from our tefillos, but the key is not to find only new ways. We should also add tehillim, but it's to find ways to tweak and to enhance and to raise the level of our davening every single day, day in, day out, day 110, should, if anything, be more impassioned and more strong than every other day. So b'siyat ha'shmaya, we should see Yeshua's bekarov. And it should be through our tefillos that we see those Yeshuas even more bekarov, even quicker than we ever could have expected.